In Pennsylvania this year, the race for governor, also the race for Senate and in Congress, saw more than $85 million raised by the campaigns. Of that, about $17 million was left over after Election Day. Keystone Crossroads' Robbie Broad tells us what's happening to this money.
Money donated to a political campaign is often used well beyond Election Day. Whether a campaign is successful or not, candidates still have to transition out of their campaigns and often retain paid staffers. Aubrey Montgomery is president of Rittenhouse Political Partners, a Philadelphia-based political fundraising firm.
But also it can be used to pay for things like thank you events for volunteers. It can be used to help pay for inauguration activities if you have that. Or it can also be used in some cases to pay for transportation and training for your new office that you're seeking.
Leftover campaign money can also be used by the candidate in future races or to help other candidates with similar interests, which can help build political clout.
You know, I always say follow the money.
That's former PA State Senator Vincent Fumo, a Philadelphia Democrat who, before serving time in federal prison on corruption charges, was a powerful force in the state capitol. During his 30-year career as a lawmaker, he says he made a habit of supporting candidates running in other parts of the state to build a network of allies.
When you get into someone running for the first time from an area where you usually don't raise a lot of money, they're going to need help. And if you can help them, then you develop a hopeful spirit of loyalty so that you can work together. Money is power. Same way knowledge is power. You just can't escape it.
There are a few other things that candidates can do with leftover contributions, including donating them to charity. One clear no-no, pocketing the money for personal use. Robbie Broad, Keystone Crossroads.